Songs with words.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO.
Medford Tufts.
Freeform Radio.
Anyways, so today we have two very special guests.
Extremely special guests
in the house.
Reveal yourselves.
Hello.
Wait, Eli, don't talk yet. Your mic isn't on.
Can you hop on mic four, please?
Yes. Okay, Eli, you can reveal
hello,
yourself.
Hello.
No, you're not imagining things. It's not Tuesday night at 9 p.m.
Not that anyone would know that because I've done my show one time the entire semester.
Yeah, Eli is canceled, but that's okay. We don't need to get into that right now.
Why do you have your headphones on?
So I can hear myself talk. I'm a narcissist.
Okay, fine.
And it's also really cool. I love hearing myself talk on this.
These headphones don't work.
Oh. Anyways, you just heard.
Oh, Coffin Maker by Chrissy Zebby Tembo, Ngozi Family, maybe someone else. It just was too many words to fit in the credit for Spotify.
And next you're going to be hearing Our Town by Iris DeMent, only in my eyes kind of one of the most iconic songs of all time. Iris DeMent, My Love, My Lady.
I've never heard of neither Our Town nor Iris DeMent.
My brother's first concert was Iris DeMent.
Oh, that's amazing.
Charlie, and I
was
not invited. Are you listening? This one's for you.
Definitely.
Charlie's okay. Not listening, but this one is for him nonetheless.
Okay.
All right, let's hear it. Here's Our Town by Iris DeMent.
And you know the sun's setting fast, and just like they say, nothing good ever lasts. We'll go on now and kiss it goodbye, but hold on to your love, cause your heart's bound to die. Go on now and say goodbye to our town, to our town. Can't you see the sun setting down on our town, on our town? Good night. Neon light, that's where I met my baby on one hot summer night. He was the tender and who ordered a beer. It's been 40 years and I'm still sitting here. But you know the sun's setting fast, and just like they say, nothing good ever lasts. We'll go on now and kiss it goodbye, but hold on to your lover, cause your heart's bound to die. Thank you. babies and I had my first kiss. I've walked down Main Street, the cold morning mist. Over there is where I bought my first car. It turned over once, but then it never went far. And I can see the sun setting fast. And just like they say, nothing good ever lasts. Well, go on now and kiss it goodbye. But hold on to your lover, cause your heart's bound to die. Go on now and say goodbye to our town, to our town. Can't you see the sun setting down on our town, on our town? Good night. I buried my mama and I buried my pa. They sleep up the street beside the pretty brick wall. I bring them flowers about every day, but I just gotta cry when I think what they'd say. If they could see how the sun's setting fast, and just like they say, nothing good ever lasts. Well, go on now and kiss it goodbye, but hold on to your lover, cause your heart's bound to die. Go on. Fly, but I can't see too good. I got tears in my eyes. I'm leaving tomorrow, but I don't wanna go. I love you, my town. You'll always live in my soul. But I can see the sun setting fast, and just like they say, nothing good ever lasts. Well, go on, I gotta kiss you goodbye, but I'll hold to my lover, cause my heart's about to die. Go on now and say goodbye to my town, to my town. I can see the sun has gone down on my town, on my town. Good night. Good night.
I've been young, I've been old, I've been hurt and consoled, heart of cold, heart of gold, so I've told. I've been lost, I've been found, I've been taken by the sound of my own voice, the voices in my head. I can't help it if I
was?
That was It Dawned on Me by Wilco.
Okay. That's it.
Any words? Anybody want to say anything about that? I really like that song. It was from an album titled The Whole Love, which I did not know about. Did anybody else know about that one?
I also did not know about that one.
Didn't know about it. Hopefully, don't know if it's true, but we have some Wilco fans in the sound waves with us today, and that one was for you.
Awesome. Next, we're going to listen to Wolf by First Aid Kit. I heard this song on the Wednesday 8 to 9 a.m. WMFO show that I listened to on my way to work, so shout out to those people. I forget their name. And what their show's called, but tune in Wednesday, 8 to 9. Heard this song and was like, wow, this is a great song. So I'm now going to steal it and play it on our show. And I've been playing it over Alexa, trigger warning Alexa, in our kitchen. So yeah, we're going to listen to that. And then we are going to listen to
Them what's next. Okay. They'll just figure it out.
Okay, well, here's Wolf by First Aid Kit. And then we might have some words later on.
Maybe.
You. Here we go.
Thank you.
Don't you imagine the leaves dream now? How comfortable it will be to touch the earth instead of the nothingness of the air and the endless freshets of wind? And don't you think the trees, especially those with mossy hollows, are beginning to look for the birds that will come, six, a dozen, to sleep inside their bodies? And don't you hear the goldenrod whispering goodbye, the everlasting being crowned with the first tuffets of snow? The pond stiffens, and the white field over which the fox runs so quickly brings out its long blue shadows. The wind wags its many tails, and in the evening the piled firewood shifts a little, longing to be on its way. That was Song for Autumn by Mary Oliver. Before that was True Love Leaves No Traces by Leonard Cohen. This is Four Folks by Jeff Parker. I kind of want to listen to the whole thing through, if nobody minds. We never play songs without words on Songs with Words. So enjoy. Thank you.
Sorry, guys. I just turned my mic off for some reason. That was pretty dumb of me. Anyways, next we are going to be hearing a poem by Peter Levine from the poetry collection What Work Is. It's called Every Blessed Day. Peter Levine is... I found out about him because he wrote poetry in collaboration with a photo book that I really love. Ooh. And he basically writes poems about the working class people in Detroit. That's what he's most famous for. Anyways, I've been working on a photo book in my class about the working class people of my hometown, so I gained a lot of inspiration from his writing. So this is called Every Blessed Day. First with a glass of water, tasting of iron, and then with more and colder water over his head, he gasps himself awake. He hears the cheep of winter birds searching the snow for crumbs of garbage and knows exactly how much light and how much darkness is there before the dawn, gray and weak, slips between the buildings, closing the door behind him. He thinks of places he has never seen but heard about. The great desert, his father said, was like no sea he had ever crossed, and how at dusk or dawn it held all the shades of red and blue in its merging shadows. And though his life was then a prison, he had come to live for these suspended moments. Waiting at the corner, he feels the cold at his back and stamps himself awake. 7 miles from the frozen, narrow river, even before he looks, he knows the faces on the bus, some going to work and some coming back, but each sealed in its hunger for a different life, a lost life. Where he's going or who he is, he doesn't ask himself. He doesn't know, and he doesn't know it matters. He gets off at the familiar corner, crosses the empty parking lots towards Chevy gear and axle number 3. In a few minutes, he will hold his time card above a clock, and he can drop it in and hear the moment crunching down. Or he cannot, for either way, the day will last forever. So he lets it fall, and he feels the elusive calm his father spoke of and searched for all his short life. There's no way of telling, for now he's laughing among them. Older men and kids, he says. Damn, we've got it made. He's lighting up or chewing with the others, thousands of miles from their forgotten homes, each and every one his father's son. Mm. Love that poem. All right, next we're going to be hearing...
Wait.
Sorry?
Eli, will you honor us with... the mandatory
PSA.
Sure. I just flipped to a random one. Oh, and this is really related to the movie Paris, Texas that we saw last night.
Oh, nice.
This is Fatherhood Involvement Live Announcer Copy. It only takes a moment. Hey, everyone. Let's all stop what we're doing right now and take a moment. Pause. Felt good, huh? Of course, they don't all need to be quiet moments to be special. They can be loud moments, goofy moments, or teaching moments. Doesn't really matter. Because every time dads take a moment to spend time with their kids, it's pretty momentous. So take a moment to make a moment today. Call 877-4-DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Okay.
Is it presumptuous of me to say that maybe it's, like, not their business?
Also, what's going to happen if I call this number?
Anyways,
let's move on.
That next was a beautiful poem, also.
Yeah, it was a beautiful poem.
The poem, and that kind of related to the poem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The PSA, so yeah. Interesting. Good
and
choice.
The next song is related too, because Eli chose it, and he just read the PSA. So it's all, everything is related.
Wow. Everything is meant to be. The world works in mysterious ways. Okay, here is Mary in the junkyard. This is my California.
Again, something left in you is the place that you're running. hang out in the graveyard. She did by struggling, she learned she never had to press hard. When she was finished hanging out, she was all alone. She decided that she better check in at home. There was an awful round between her mom and dad. She said she hadn't done this, she hadn't done that. If she wanted to remain inside the family home, she'd have to toe the line, she'd have to give it a go. It didn't suit Suki, she took her things and left. Suki was a kid, she liked to hang out in the art school. She didn't enroll, but she wiped the floor with all the assholes. She took a bijou flap at the fraternity cat, and she hid inside the attic of the sculpture building. She had a slut slave and his name was Dave. She said, be my father bitch and I'll make you rich. He didn't believe her, but the boy refused her. He got her the meals, he got her the bed. He watched behind the screen and she started to undress. He never got far, just looking and playing guitar.
Graveyard by Belle and Sebastian, which I felt like had to follow Mary in the Junkyard. Even though Mary in the Junkyard was not the name of the song, was the artist.
Anyways, yeah, but still.
You get it.
Anyway, so next, this song needs some context. So we're playing this off SoundCloud, so be ready for a video recording of a live concert performance that is then posted on SoundCloud. So it might be a little bit bad quality, but I went to go see Adrian Lenker in concert last week. So did V and Eli, but they went on a different night than I did. And she played this incredible unreleased song called Before You. So if anybody wants to know this song, it's called Before You by Adrian Lenker, and you can only find it on SoundCloud. So it's incredible, and it's about Boston, and it's about love. And honestly, I have been listening to the song over and over and over again, and I've learned it on the guitar, and I know every single lyric, and I'm just obsessed with it.
Wow.
So, here it is.
This is so exciting. It says unreleased on the Spinatron right now.
Yeah, it does. All right, here
so
we
wait,
go.
So wait.
Wait, sorry.
We can safely say that this is Before You by Adrian Lenker's radio debut, right?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. It totally is. Okay, here we go.
Thank you. Popeye's Big Box is back, and it is big.
Guys, we are sorry, so guys. Sorry. That
is
completely Veronica's
fault. There's no advertising on Dolly Pop-Up. It's not real. I'm so sorry. It was just like, SoundCloud. It just started. And I'm not a SoundCloud user, so like I wasn't expecting that. I'm literally mortified. And I can't believe that like the... like anything that you might have been feeling immediately post... before you buy Adrian Lenker radio debut was just canceled out by the Popeyes ad. I'm so sorry.
Okay, it's fine, Veronica. All right, so now after that beautiful song,
that was literally gorgeous.
We're going to be hearing Monkey and the Engineer by Dave Rawlings Machine, which was a Maya Wexler choice. Maya, why don't you tell us a little bit about why you chose this song?
So I heard this song for the first time a few days ago when I was walking back from work. And I think it's a little goofy and pretty silly. So I thought I would play it to bring a smile potentially after
the Adrian
Lenker and the Popeyes ad. If you weren't already laughing enough after that Popeyes ad.
All right.
Thank you, Matt.
Let's hear it.
Once upon a time, there was an engineer. He drove a locomotive both far and near, accompanied by a monkey who would sit on a stool, watching everything the engineer would do. One day the engineer wanted a bite to eat. He left the monkey sitting on the driver's seat. The monkey pulled the throttle, locomotive jumped the gun, and did 90 miles an hour down the main line run. Locomotives right on time. The big locomotive coming down the line. The big locomotive number 99 left the engineer with a worried mind. The engineer got the dispatcher on the phone and told him all about his locomotive was gone. He said, get on the wire switch operator to ride, 'cause the monkey's got the main line sewn up tight. The switch operator got the message in time, said there's a northbound limit on the same main line. But open up the gate, we gotta let him through the hole, 'cause the monkey's got the locomotive under control. The big locomotive is right on time. The big locomotive's coming down the line. The big locomotive number 99 left the engineer with a worried mind.
A Again, that was Monkey and the Engineer by Dave Rolling's Machine, and we are now going to say our goodbyes for the next 2 weeks because we are going to home. We are going home for Thanksgiving. So have a wonderful Thanksgiving, everybody. This was
Songs with Words.
And you are listening to
91.5 FM.
WMFO.
That's fantastic from radio.
And we're going to leave you with one last song, which is In Your Love by Tyler Childers, only my most listened to and kind of probably favorite artist of all time.
Yes.
I've seen him in concert this summer, and it was incredible, mind-blowing, show-stopping. And anyways, he's very country boy from Kentucky, and his music is incredible, but he also, this song is about a love story between two gay men who cannot be together, and it's really an incredible song. Hashtag ally. Okay, let's hear it, and goodbye. We will see you in 2 weeks from now.
Bye.
We love you. Thank you for tuning in.
I will wait for you till the sun turns into ashes and bows down to the moon. I will wait for you. It's a long, hard war, oh, but I can grin and bear it, 'cause I know what the hell I'm fighting for, and I will wait for you. We were never made to run forever. We were just meant to go long enough to find what we were chasing after. I believe I found it here in your love. I will stand my ground. I'm a bad man looking for takers. You're the finest thing around, so I will stand my ground. 'Cause it's cold out there, and you know some men search for ages for the love that I have found, so I will stand my ground. We were never made to run. I will work for you till my hands are tired and bleeding. I know what it is from us I'm needing. I will work for you. Like a team of mules pulling hell off from its hinges. It's the love that I'll keep tending. I will work for you. Stand my